WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let me tell you, it feels amazing to be connecting with all of you bright, brilliant, and maybe a little bit scattered souls out there. Today, we're diving into something super powerful. Embracing your unique spirituality as an ADHD individual. Now, before anyone starts thinking this is about checkers or crystals, let me just say spirituality isn't a one-size-fits-all package deal. It's about finding what resonates with you, what speaks to your soul on a level that makes sense in your world. And for us ADHD folks, our world can be, well, let's just say, dynamic. Ever feel like you're wired differently? Like there are galaxies swirling inside your head, and sometimes those galaxies collide in the most spectacular, yet chaotic, ways. That's the magic of being ADHD, and it absolutely plays a role in how we connect to the spiritual realm. So, let's break this down into 5 key takeaways that I hope will really light a fire under your soul. 1. Ditch the traditional mold. The first thing I want you to remember is that there's no right or wrong way to be spiritual. Forget those rigid definitions and expectations. Your spirituality should feel authentic, freeing, and deeply personal. You don't have to conform to what others think spirituality should look like. Whether it's a daily meditation practice, finding peace in nature walks, connecting through music, or even expressing your spirituality through art, dance, or writing, own it. 2. Embrace the multifaceted self. We ADHD individuals are multi-passionate, multi-talented, and often multi-dimensional beings. We have a unique ability to tap into different aspects of ourselves, explore diverse interests, and see the world through multiple lenses. This is a huge gift. Don't shy away from it. Allow yourself to dive deep into those passions, explore different spiritual practices, and discover what truly nourishes your soul. 3. Honor your energetic flow. Ever notice how our energy levels can fluctuate like a roller coaster? That's just us being awesomely ADHD. The key is to learn to work with that energy, not against it. Instead of fighting those bursts of focus or moments of quiet contemplation, use them strategically. Maybe you write creatively when your energy is high, or do mindful practices during those calmer periods. 4. Find your tribe. One of the most powerful things you can do on this journey is connect with others who understand. Join a group, find an online community, or simply reach out to friends and family who get it. Sharing your experiences, struggles, and triumphs with like-minded individuals can be incredibly validating and supportive. Remember, we're not alone in this wild ride called life. 5. Practice radical self-compassion. This is huge, guys. Be kind to yourself. Seriously. We are all on our own unique paths, and there will be times when you stumble, get distracted, or feel like you're falling behind. That's okay. Embrace those moments with grace and understanding. Treat yourself with the same love and compassion you would offer a dear friend. You know that feeling when you finally figure something out about yourself? Like a puzzle piece suddenly clicks into place. That's what I want for all of you on this spiritual journey. Remember, it's not about perfection, it's about progress. It's about embracing your unique gifts, finding what lights you up, and living a life that feels authentically you. Let me share a quick story. I was having lunch with a friend the other day, and she was telling me about how overwhelmed she felt trying to keep up with all the shows of spirituality. You know, meditate every morning, journal daily, read spiritual books. It felt like an impossible checklist. I told her, honey, there's no pressure here. The most important thing is to find what resonates with you. She looked at me and said, you know, the other day I took a walk in the woods and just listened to the birds singing. That felt so peaceful and connected, like I was exactly where I needed to be. And I knew right then she'd found something real. So, my beautiful ADHD souls, remember these key takeaways. Embrace your uniqueness, harness your energy, find your tribe, and practice radical self-compassion. Don't let anyone tell you how to be spiritual. It's your journey, your path, your magic. Now, I want to hear from you. What does spirituality mean to you? How do you connect with the divine in your own unique way? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on our social media channels. Let's keep this conversation going and support each other on this incredible journey of self-discovery. Until next time, keep shining your bright light.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.